Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 30 of the Greenleash Podcast. This is a Ohi Day special. Play the intro.
I'm a Greek Australian. That's why I look like this, but I sound like this.
So I'm going to go through some Greece World War II stuff. Some interesting factoids and stories and stuff that I thought would be kind of fun to talk about today. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about World War II Greece and Ohi Day. The first one that everyone likes to mention is like, he didn't actually say Ohi. Yeah. I mean, at some point, I'm sure he said no. I said Ohi, but he said like, no, then it's war, which is a pretty dope line. He said it in French. But whatever, the meaning's there. So I don't think it's matters too much. The two to three other interesting things about World War II Greece was that, one, Italy and Greece pretty much had similar ideologies. Fascism, like Metaxas. I think a lot of Greeks, especially a lot of diaspora Greeks, don't know this, but Metaxas, like, was a dictator, right? Like, they even used the Roman salute, you know, the little... You know what I'm saying? Like, there's pictures. I'm looking at pictures of Metaxas with a salute all around Greece. Like, it was normal then. And so, like, a normal Italian would have been like, we're invading Greece. Why? It doesn't make sense. And the normal Greek would have been like, Italy? Yeti. Yeah, okay. So, like, it really didn't make sense. Like, the Italian generals under Mussolini were like, we should definitely not invade Greece now in winter. Winter's about to start through the mountains. And we have no ideological reason to do that. He just thought it'd be easy. Wrong. So ideologically, it made no sense. Not to mention, the population of Italy in World War II was 44 million? Wait, what? Italy had a population of 44 million, but the total population of the Italian Empire was 57.6 million. Mind you, Greece had a population of 7 million. So, and don't forget, Greece wasn't, you know, we're not talking about, Alexander the Great's Greece, a strong Greece after hundreds of years of building stuff up. We're talking about 400 years of, like, slavery and occupation from the Turks that, you know, Greece was a backwater province of the Ottoman Empire. It's barely industrialized, and Italy, especially the north, was industrialized compared to Greece. And this massive country invades Greece and loses? Like, that's crazy. One, ideologically, Italy and Greece were on the same side. Two, everyone thought it was a bad idea except Mussolini to invade Greece. And three, Greece's population and, like, industry to get the job done was so small, but they still did it. Like, It really makes no sense strategically at all. But we did it. So this the first two crazy things. The other thing is, no one really talks about the Metaxas line. You know what I mean? This was, and I actually went and saw it in person, but the Battle of the Metaxas line was a legit battle. It was against the Germans and the Greeks in 1941 after the Italians were hopeless. And they call it the Battle of the Metaxas line, or the Battle of the Forts. It was the first battle during the German invasion of Greece in World War II. The Germans succeeded in capturing several individual forts, but failed to breach the fortified Metaxas line in general. The 2nd Panzer Division, with an enveloping move across the Yugoslavian borders, overcame Yugoslavian Greek resistance and captured Thessaloniki on the 9th of April. The capture of Thessaloniki made the Greek army retreat. But the building of the Metaxas line, I think, is interesting because, like, everyone knows the Maginot line in France and how that was a hopeless thing. But the Metaxas line was a chain of fortifications constructed along the Greco-Bulgarian border at the time, designed to protect Greece in case of a Bulgarian invasion, which wasn't a crazy thing considering World War I, the Balkan Wars. It was named, of course, after Ioannis Metaxas, the Prime Minister of Greece at the time, and chiefly consists of tunnels that led to observatories emplacements and machine gun nests. The constructions are so sturdy that they survive to this day, some of which are still in active service. Some of them are open to the public. So the line itself consists of 21 independent fortification complexes, the largest which is Fort Rupel. Covers 6.1 out of the 155 kilometers of the full line. Whoa. Wow. There's a list of all the... Whoa. Anyway, let's look at the Fort Rupel. Okay, show me a map. I need to see a map immediately. Metaxas line map. Okay, here we go. So the Nazis just went around it. That makes sense. So anyway, I went and visited this line today. So I marched across Greece and I saw Ni Anastasiopoli. Damn, I can't find any good photos on Google, so I'm just going to have to use my own records. So I was walking in the Anastasiopoli, which is an ancient city, Roman, on the Via Gnatia. And I knew that Anastasiopoli was there, but I didn't know that the Metaxas line was also there. I think... It was a surprise, to be honest. So let me pull up this date or day. I don't know what day it was. Fifth day? There's also the famous battle of Sergeant Dimitrios Itsios, the story of a modern Greek hero, the Battle of the Metaxas Line. Exactly 84 years ago, the Battle of the Metaxas Line began. 21 bunkers in, whoa, man, are those tunnels still there? A series of amazing heroic fights between Greek soldiers and the German forces took place, which also lasted 4 days and nights. The Germans were surprised by the heroic Greek spirit and disproportionate losses they had. Approximately more than 800 were killed in action, including a big part of the mountain corps. The Germans, impressed as they were by the fighting abilities and valor, they did something for the first and last time in all World War II. They agreed on the terms imposed by those they had defeated. The Greek side demanded that no Greek was to be taken prisoner of war. The Greek troops were going to leave the bunkers with their weapons and officers with their swords. And finally, no German soldier was to enter the fortresses until the last Greek soldier had been left and the Greek flag was lowered by the bunkers garrison. But the Germans did one more thing. When the soldiers were coming to the out of the fortress, an honorary contingent presented arms, and the Greek commanding officers were asked to inspect the German contingent. What? Even Adolf Hitler on the 4th of May 1941 speech at Reichstag said about the Greeks, "Historical justice, however, obliges me to say that of the opponents that have kept up arms against us, most particularly the Greek soldiers have fought with the greatest bravery and contempt of death." I got goosebumps, my lord. They only capitulated when further resistance became impossible and therefore useless. The Germans attacked the 6th Mountain Division under the command of Field Marshal Ferdinand Trommler. The attack on the location of the beautiful hill was relentless, but the German troops were not able to advance. Inside the bunker B-8, there was Sergeant Dimitrios Itzios. As the attack was continuous, it became obvious to him that eventually they wouldn't be able to stop the attack. He ordered his men to leave and go help the inner defense lines. He decided to stay and cover their retreat and take down as many Germans as he could. Two of his men disobeyed his order and stayed with him. He fought for another 4 hours, and every German attack against B-8 bunker failed. But eventually, after firing more than 38,000 rounds, B-8 went silent as the machine gun ran out of ammunition. Then it just alone had killed 238 German soldiers. And one colonel, the only high-ranking officer killed in the Battle of the Metaxas Line. Wow. When the German soldiers arrested the two Greek soldiers and Sergeant Itzios, the German field marshal, along with the German officer who spoke Greek and acted as translator, came face-to-face with the men as testified by the two soldiers that had stayed, the following dialogue took place. "Who is your commanding officer of this bunker?" "Me, sir." "You, a sergeant? Isn't there a high-ranking officer, a colonel, a major?" "No, sir. Only me and the two soldiers." Schorner then took Itzios to the killing field with the countless dead Germans. "Sergeant, this is your work. I congratulate you. Do you know that you killed almost all of the men I sent against you, plus one colonel?" "I'm sorry, sir, but I was defending my country." "I'm sorry, too, but I have to do my duty as well." And then he killed him. The Metaxas Line. Wow. That's an insane story. So anyway, I'll show you some pictures of the Metaxas Line. But like, if you're in Greece, if you visit Greece, you might be thinking, where are all the German, World War II leftovers, buildings, and so on. Going through Greece, of which I've pretty much been through at least 50% of Greece, because I either went there specifically, holidays, history, or because I walked the whole country. Most of the World War II leftovers, artifacts, buildings, bunkers are either Greek or English or ally preparations like bunkers, which includes the Metaxas Line. It includes the bunkers on the Corinth Canal. That's pretty much it. Whatever is near the Albanian border. And then, honestly, what else is there? If you want to see, to be honest, going through Greece, all of Greece, I've seen a couple bunkers, but more than anything, in almost every Greek village, especially in the Peloponnese, where my people are from, there are, like, it feels like every single village, going through northern Greece too, almost every single village in Greece has a plaque to all the reprisal killings that the Germans did on the Greek resistance. I mean, just one example, I just walked from La Mia to across the valley of from La Mia to Thermopylae, and I just walked up the mountains. And I'm trying to Medvednica, that's for the place. I was at Medvednica, which is a gorgeous. I walked up to the top of Medvednica, and it was like picturesque, gorgeous. The town was empty, of course, in winter. It has like an Italian Fourth Crusade castle, Medvednica castle. And then when I was at the Platea, there's a massive, just another town. There's a massive plaque to all the Medvednica Holocaust. Damn. 1943, battle took place between near Thermopylae between the guerrillas and the Nazi German occupation. It suffered several casualties. Like most World War II reprisal killings. Okay. The resistance killed some of the Nazis, and then the Nazis killed a whole village of people. They have all the names here. Yeah, like you want to see the biggest World War II memory left in Greece is all of the plaques through all the Greek villages that just list all the people that they killed. Innocents, usually, not the resistance fighters, but if they caught some resistance fighters, you can bet they killed them. I got to visit the Metaxaslein again. Anyway, so Metaxaslein, German reprisals, like, you think of all the countries that lost hundreds of thousands, millions of people, like World War II casualties, Europe. You think, okay, Poland, right? Soviet Union, Germany, not really. You got to think World War II casualties don't just mean died in battle or prisoner of war, but also the diseases it brought and the famines caused. So you look at total deaths. Obviously, the Soviet Union is insane numbers, or as always, 20 to 27 million total deaths. China, obviously, huge amount. Germany, 6.9 to 7.4 million. Poland, 5.9 to 6 million. Focusing on Europe, Yugoslavia, 1 to 1.7 million. Deaths as a percentage. Let's look at deaths as a percentage. So Greece, for deaths as a percentage of 1939 population, is 7 to 11%. Now, if you take that higher number, 11%, that brings it to like second or third most after Poland, Lithuania, or Latvia. Like, it's insane. Greece lost up to 11% of its population for the second time in like 20 years. Like, Balkan War, World War II, Asia Minor catastrophe, there goes 13% of the population. And then another 300,000 to 600,000. The numbers are so vague, which is even worse. Anyway, so it's a catastrophe. like 100 civilian deaths due to military activity and crimes against humanity, 172,000 in Greece. Only 35,000 from military deaths. But it's 171,000 from crimes against humanity and civilian deaths, and 300,000 to 600,000 just from war-related famine. So in total, 500,000 to 800,000. Brutal. Mind you, that's more than, as a percentage, the Netherlands, Finland, France, Italy. Where's Germany? I thought Germany. How is Turkey high on this list? Wait, this list can't be right. Deaths as a percentage of 1939 population. Where's Germany? Is that? Oh. Anyway, a lot of Greeks died. I was actually walking past a German Gestapo HQ Athens. I remember this a few years ago. But after, that's the update from today's podcast. See you in the next one.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA-certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.